Welcome to Born on the Saturn, your daily dose of cosmic and artistic inspiration. I am Deb, here to guide you through today's horoscope based on the moon cycle. Don't forget to check your sun, rising and moon signs for deeper insight. Follow us on Instagram and visit bornonthesaturn.com. The universe is speaking, don't miss it. Today, March 25th, the moon remains in Aquarius during the waning crescent phase. The energy shifts from restructuring to releasing, Aquarius, the visionary, asks us to detach from what no longer aligns, while the waning crescent phase signals a time of surrender, preparing us for a new cycle. This is not a day for forceful action, but for deep reflection. The mind expands, the ego dissolves, and the soul whispers, "Are you ready to break free?" Aries, you are standing at a threshold between who you have been and who you are becoming. The Aquarius moon in your 11th house urges you to examine your long-term goals. Are they truly yours? Or are they shaped by expectation? If a dream no longer excites you, release it. Your future is calling. Taurus, your public life, career, and ambition are under the microscope. The Aquarius moon in your 10th house asks, are you walking a path of integrity or are you clinging to security at the cost of your truth? It's time to refine your direction. Success is empty if it isn't authentic. Gemini, the Aquarius moon, in your 9th house pushes you beyond limitation. Are you stuck in an outdated belief system? This is a day to question, to break the mental barriers you've unknowingly built. Let go of certainty. True wisdom is in the unknown. Cancer, the deep waters of your 8th house stir under the Aquarius moon. There is something you are still holding on to, an old version of yourself, an old wound, an outdated attachment. This is a day of release. Let the past dissolve. True power is found in surrender. Leo, with the moon in your 7th house, relationships are under cosmic review. Who truly walks this path with you? Who supports your growth? And who holds you back? The people you keep shape your reality. Choose wisely. Virgo, your routines are shifting, and so is your understanding of what truly serves you. The Aquarius, moon in your 6th house, asks you to release habits, obligation, and even mindsets that drain your energy. Productivity means nothing if it comes at the cost of your soul. What needs to change? Libra, the Aquarius moon, in your 5th house, reminds you that joy is a revolutionary act. Have you been suppressing your creativity? Have you been holding back in love? Let go of the fear of imperfection. Your soul longs to express itself freely. Give yourself permission to shine. Scorpio, deep emotional shifts are unfolding as the moon moves through your 4th house. The past is knocking. Are you answering, or are you finally ready to let go? This is a time to clear ancestral patterns, to release what no longer nourishes your soul. Your foundation must evolve for you to rise. Sagittarius, the Aquarius moon, activates your 3rd house, urging you to refine your voice. Are you speaking your truth, or are you lost in noise? Silence can be more powerful than words today. Observe your thoughts. What you think, you create. Let go of outdated narratives. Write a new story, Capricorn. Your relationship with security is shifting. The Aquarius moon in your 2nd house asks, what do you truly value? Is your energy invested in material things that no longer fulfill you? True wealth is not found in possession, but in freedom. Redefine what abundance means to you. Aquarius, the moon in your sign brings a moment of personal reckoning. Are you living as your most authentic self, or are you still wearing masks? Aquarius, ask for detachment, not from feeling, but from illusion. Let go of the false self. Step into your truth. The world needs the real you. Pisces, the Aquarius moon in your 12th house pulls you into the unseen realms. There is something your soul already knows, but your mind has been resisting. This is a time to trust the mystery, to surrender to divine timing. You don't need all the answers, just faith in the path ahead.
Thank you for joining me on Born on the Saturn today. I hope the stars gave you the insight you needed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more cosmic guidance. And if you want to connect or have any questions, find me on Instagram or visit bornonthesaturn.com. Until next time, keep shining under the stars.